John von Erdmannsdorf is a West Lafayette institution. Locals just call him John Von. He's spent almost 50 years selling all kinds of treasures out of his row of stores, Von's Shops, on State Street. It runs straight through Purdue University, meaning summer is usually a little slow. But nothing like this year, the year of State Street road construction.
It's awful when you go outside and you look in your parking lot that's often you're worried about, are there enough room for people? And there's nobody out there but your employees.
Von's Shops are boxed in as the city converts State Street from one- to two-way traffic. They've torn up pavement, fenced off most sidewalks, and restricted driving access for Von's to an alley. John Von says it's cut even their lower summer revenue in half, forcing him to lay off a third of his employees.
I mean, we are going in the red every day, and we hope we can get through another 7 weeks of this.
West Lafayette broke ground on the $120 million State Street project right after graduation, and they're racing to finish it by mid-August when Purdue students return. It's an approach many Indiana downtowns take when modernizing their main streets. One of the latest to finish doing that is South Bend, where Pete Buttigieg is mayor.
If you do it all at once and have a lot of disruption but get it over with quickly, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid and you're better off in the end.
Buttigieg says South Bend did its best to communicate during construction. The city ran a website with live updates on detours and kept in touch with business owners about their access needs. The whole project cost $25 million, but Buttigieg says it's helped bring in $90 million in downtown housing, hotel, and retail investments.
This is fundamentally not a traffic project, it's an economic development project, and that's what made it worth the investment. That's what makes it worth accepting a couple minutes slowdown in your commute.
All right, what is so great about two-way streets? I put that question to Eric Carlson, the development director in West Lafayette. We meet at the intersection of State Street, or what's left of it, and a cross street that became two-way at the start of the project. Here's why Carlson says the community needs it.
One-way streets make cities pass-throughs when they really should be destinations.
He says the one-way pattern is a relic of suburbanization. These days, he says, streets are about more than just moving cars quickly. They're about bikes and people and commerce. Carlson says West Lafayette's narrower two-way State Street will also have a lower speed limit.
You want to stay there. You want to do business there, you know, which is go buy something from a shop, go have a drink on the sidewalk, and enjoy your surroundings. And one-way streets don't allow you to do that by and large.
But for now, State Street is not very welcoming. Noisy bulldozers kick up dust as they prepare the road for new pavement. The chain-link fences on the sidewalks bear signs with little dancing pedestrian figures saying keep going to people heading for partially blocked stores. Carlson says he knows it's not an ideal way to do business.
It looks like a mess right now. It's a series of controlled chaos, but it's something we know here in the next few months we're going to have a real gem in the middle of West Lafayette, and we want people to come enjoy it and see why we've been doing all of this work.
Carlson attributes about $300 million in pending downtown investment, at least in part, to the State Street project. That means property values and taxes are going up in the area, too. Back at Von's Shops, John Von says he'll cross that bridge when he comes to it. He's more anxious for an actual bridge, the temporary one workers will build to his store in a couple of weeks after they pave the new State Street and start in on the sidewalks.
I just keep hoping that when the chain-link fence comes down, it will be more appealing for the pedestrian traffic. And if the people out there listening know that they can still drive here, maybe they will come back too.
After half a century on State Street, he hopes his business can endure just a little longer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.